Come in. Oh my. I'm so glad you came to join me. I'm not normally one to allow common folk in my chambers, but I simply had to see you again. You know, our night we spent together at the ball was... It was a magical evening. I knew I had to find you and speak with you again. You really left your impression on me. It was quite something. Do you recall our conversation? We spoke of so many things. I know it was hard to keep track of them all, but I really appreciate your company. It struck me as quite unique, our talk, for someone to speak to me in such a way, and I found it, well, thrilling. You saw something that no one dares look for. I'm sorry, I'm getting all rushed. Would you like some tea? I had the kitchen bring it up specially for you. That one's your favorite, right? I'm glad I could remember it. Anyway, I wanted to thank you personally for the enchanted evening we had. Dancing with you set my heart fluttering. It was unlike anything I'd ever known. Sometimes it's hard to be the queen. I have to make a lot of tough choices, even though I try to be fair, rational, and well. I care a lot about my people. Some say I'm too kind, or I care too much sometimes, and, well, they just might be right. You saw that in me, though, my kindness. My inner self, my kindest self, and while it was enlightening, I simply knew when you stole me away to the garden and we gazed upon each other in the moonlight that I must see you again. I'm sorry, I'm rambling, but I was thoroughly impressed by you. I am a little puzzled, however, on how you came to be at the ball. I've never seen you around the court before, nor in the streets, and I spend a lot of my time among the common folks. I know most of them personally. Where did you come from? Oh no, please don't be shy. I know I'm the queen, and there's a lot of pressure to impress me. But you don't need to worry about that now. Think of it as just two people talking. Just two regular, normal people talking. I like talking to you. So where are you from? My, that is a far off land. You must have some impressive stories to tell. Do you travel much? Really? Oh, that must be fun. Between us, I'd always dreamed of running away to some far off place where no one knows who I am. I could start a farm, have a family, live a simple life off the land. All that fun and none of the responsibility of the crown weighing me down. Sounds like paradise to me. See, the courtiers say I'm too kind. Before I took the crown from my father, the kingdom was ruled with an iron fist. My father had a fierce reputation for being cruel and mean, and no one knew his dark secret. He wasn't like that at all. It wasn't him, it was... Oh, sorry, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't be sharing family secrets with you, you're basically a stranger. Though I feel I've known you far longer than we have. We seem to have a connection, you and I. I can see in your eyes your intent is pure like your heart. I've been told sometimes I can be a little foolish when it comes to trusting people, but you wouldn't hurt me, would you? I suppose not. How is your tea? You've barely touched it. Careful, it'll turn cold. You know, I shouldn't tell you this, but I sent the guards on their break early today. They normally stand watch when we have guests in my quarters, but I wanted a private moment with just the two of us. No guards, no distractions. They just get in the way. Are you all right? Are you sure? You're acting a little strange. I do hope I didn't make a mistake bringing you here with me. Okay. I'm sorry. I I get a little nervous when I have people near me. The guards are so strict. After my father's tragic accident, they promised him they would keep me safe from everything, you know, bandits, naysayers, thieves, and, well, myself. I think we need more tea for this chat. Would you like to sit a little closer to me, perhaps? Wonderful. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just a little new to all this. I've never been allowed to date. And they said it was too risky to allow for an arranged marriage. And they didn't want me seeing everybody in town because they were worried people would talk, and with all my family drama, and... Oh, I'm so sorry. I can't see why. My family's curse isn't contagious. It's just... I said too much. Sorry. Sorry. You have the most wonderful eyes. Has anyone ever told you that? They're very beautiful. Oh, you like mine too? Thank you. I feel we could probably stay like this for a long while. Faces close, like this, gazing away at each other's eyes until we're lost in... Whoa, sorry. I don't know what came over me. Am I blushing? This is a very new feeling indeed. Wait. What? My necklace. This thing. Oh, it's a family heirloom. My mother passed it down to me. You see, in our family, only one can bear the necklace to protect the world from... Well, it's old and it's antique and it keeps me safe. My mother's memory lies with this little heart. What do you mean it's glowing? Oh, I hadn't noticed. I think I've learned to tune it out over the years. It tends to do that a lot. You see, it was blessed by a powerful sorcerer with the spell of protection and love. Maybe that's why it glows for you. Oh, it's too soon, I know, but... Maybe you've already noticed this from the glowing of the heart, but... I do feel just a little crush, I guess. An affection for you I just can't explain. You cannot tell me it's not reciprocated, right? You feel the same way about me, don't you? I mean, the ball, the garden waltzing under the moonlight. You held me close and gazed at me. Your eyes, your smile, it was perfect. You are perfect. And I've never felt this way about someone before. Don't you agree? Don't you? Don't you? That smug grin. What do you think of this, my love? Please speak to me. Why are you laughing at me? What is this? Who are you? I think I need to gather the guards. Excuse me, I need to... Hey! Let go of my hand. Please. What are you doing? I must ask you to loosen the grip on my wrist at once. Please. Please, I promise not to run away. Just tell me who you are and what do you want from me? Jewels? Money? I can give you anything. Just let me go. No. No. You can have anything, but you cannot have my necklace. No, please. Please, you don't understand the evil you're unleashing on the world. I can give you any other item, but not this. You're a thief. I should have known. The rumors of the power this trinket holds spread far and wide. You heard it on the road, didn't you? Of course. How could I be so foolish to fall for a wicked trick? Well, I do hope you're proud of yourself. Breaking the heart of a girl who cared. I have a heart. And I know that now because I can feel it being crushed. Please. Please, you can't have it. I can't let it go. Please, please, it's the only thing I have left of my family. You can't take it from me, please, no. I can't let it go. If I do, the power will ruin you and they'll ruin this kingdom. Please, no. Trust me. This curse is mine to bear, not yours. If you take this, you'll regret it. Please, please get your hands off me. No, please, please, I can't. No, no, no. No, my necklace, no. been 25 years I've had that necklace on. Woe on those who dare release the spirit inside. You want to know what happened to my father? He passed, drunk on power. The family curse took him, corrupted him. We were cursed by a vicious demonic force. They made sure our family stayed in power, and in return, we became cruel, evil, and very, very strong. Don't try to run. I said, no. You can't escape me now. No, please, please let me go. I don't want to do this. I don't want to hurt you. You need to run. You need to... Stay tight, sweetie. It's time for us to play a little game. You stole my heart, and well, I can eat yours. Devour your whole until there's nothing left. Although I think you'd make a nice little thrall. Follow me to the ends of the earth when I wrap my magical spell around you and crush your spirit with my bare hands. Oh God, please make it stop. I don't want to do this. Please don't make me. Oh, she's a feisty little thing. Far too sweet for my liking, but no matter. Soon she'll be gone, her soul dragged to the depths of the demonic plains, and you and I can really have some fun. Especially with me as queen of this land. Could you imagine thousands of years of darkness on this land? Everyone in it, working day and night, just abide by my every whim, and you, my dear little thief, you get it, the best of all. You get to be my prized pet. A little lapdog kneeling by my side and watching all the misery you started when you freed me. Blank dark eyes. Soulless, because of course you don't need a soul anymore. See, you stole from that poor, delightful, cheery girl, and now I'm going to take everything from you piece by piece, slowly making your mind and body scream out in delicious agony. As I put you in your place, until there's nothing left of you, a shell of a person, nothing more than my good little subjugated servant. No, that's too good. That's far too good for you. You're far too pathetic to be a servant. No. You can be my entertainment, dancing around my whims and all in the effort to please me and make me laugh at you. And I will take great delight in doing that. I want you broken. I want you mindless. I want you silly and stupid. I want anyone who knows you now to see you then and think, wow, they really have changed. And they are changed. And they'd be right. Because you be mine. All mine. Stop struggling to barge through the door. You know you can't escape me now. The struggle is cute, but you're starting to get on my nerves. Oh no, don't you dare try and give that back to me. You probably couldn't save that queenie if you tried. They rule now, and I'm here forever. Wait, stop that. Get your little hands away from my neck, you foolish little... Where am I? What? Who? Oh, I feel so weak. Please, can you help me before I... Oh my. Is it over? Is it done? Oh, thank you for saving me from that. I'm sorry, I think I need to settle my nerves. Thank goodness we have a secret stash of... Well, just in case. Shall I pour you something? You might want a drink for this. Firstly, thank you for saving me. Secondly, you are so stupid for trying that. Sorry. I mean, how dare you steal from me? Oh, God. I mean, sure, maybe I shouldn't have brought a stranger into my chambers without guards, just in case, but I had no idea you were... You're good. I could use someone like you on my staff to protect me, in case, well, that ever happens again. How would you feel about that? Would you at least think it over? No, of course, you can take your time. Think it through. You know, we've been through quite the ordeal today. It's a shame it's only just begun. Oh, you thought I was done with you. You thought you'd saved her from the darkness creeping over and tempting her heart. You are very, very wrong and very, very stupid. Pathetic little thief thought you'd saved the day. You only slowed down the process. You know, you should have tried reading a book on this item. You would have known once the necklace is removed, the curse takes hold. Her fate was sealed the second you ripped it from her neck. You stupid little thing. You see, now I'm here, and I'm going to get more vile and cruel by the day, coming up with all manner of torturous predicaments to put everyone through until they all buckle under my whim, begging for a scrap of mercy. But there will be none. I don't have a heart anymore. Nor does she. You broke it, and then you let me steal it from her, and it cannot be undone now. Just slowed. Look. Gaze at the glow. It was bright pink hue and now it's red. Red like the passion burning deep within her that I started to twist and turn. She's not the kind, gentle, benevolent queen you once knew. I'm here now and I'm not going anywhere. I think it's time we had some fun, don't you? Get on your knees. I said kneel. Don't you like my dark demonic strength that puts you in your place? Too bad. You're going to get very used to it from now on, silly, stupid little thief. You're going to be so weak and helpless once I get my full powers back. And it's only a matter of time before you crawl and beg for my attention. The only thought in your head are the ones I put there. Nothing else matters because you're going to be far too stupid to do anything else. Sweetie, look at me. Please, don't think about it too hard. You might find yourself getting excited at the idea of crawling around the palace, looking for me in every room because you just can't be without the one who made you, who owns you. Silly little pet. My eyes. What do you mean, what's wrong with them? The better question should be, why are they so nice to lose myself in, my queen? Look deeper into them. Oh, you notice the little glow. Yes, good. That's my powers starting and amplifying. Honestly, I'm surprised they took this long. Her soul must have been pretty strong to hold on as long as it did, but no matter now. We have all the time in the world to get the kingdom used to my reign and the curse wins again. It always has, and it always will. Until the end of time, this place shall live in the dark of my shadows. But it will be such a joyous feeling to give in to my deep, dark desires and let me ruin the kingdom. And it all started with you. Don't you just feel special? You should. My eyes are so magical now, aren't they? Don't you dare look away. You can't even if you wanted to. They're so magnetic and they remind you with every glance away that they're so deep inside your mind. They keep bringing you back, bringing you back, bringing you back to me. To my power, my control. It's so nice to feel it trickling through your system. Power is such a fun thing to play with, and it can be exchanged so easily from one to another. You give yours up so freely because I demand it, because I tell you to let go and give in to me. And my power charges my words with such weight, such levity, that you just feel weak, helpless, powerless. Even at the beginning of our little time together, you can always start to feel my magic wrapping around your head and pulling at you, tugging your mind right where I want it, in my hands. Ugh, this necklace is so worthless now that you've broken it. But you know what? It would make a nice little collar for you, with some changes, of course. Here, bend your head down, lower it so I may place it upon your neck. I said bow your head, pet. Good. Now let's see how it looks on you. Oh my, that is simply too precious, but... Oh no, do you feel that? Don't look so worried, you'll be fine. It'll take a little time to really get to you. Now listen. Focus. Don't you dare get distracted from me, your queen, your ruler. The one who messes with your mind till there's nothing else. You look so good in your new collar. And with my powers starting to grow and yours starting to weaken, I can tell we're going to have lots and lots of fun together, but you know, you're far too smart for my liking. So why don't we start by fixing that?